Local music venues are the backbone of Athens' art and entertainment scene, and it's no secret that they've been hit hard by the pandemic. Bipartisan legislation introduced in Congress could help them weather the economic storm. Jean Davis reports.
Many considered it the end of downtown when big stores moved out to Georgia Square Mall after it opened in 1981. But small bars and clubs took advantage of the open retail space to create the cultural hub we know and love today. Now downtown faces a new struggle as these small venues were among the first to close when the coronavirus hit the U.S. in full force in March. 6 months in, many owners have already turned over the keys to their businesses, and many more say that without quick relief from national legislators, they'll be next. Kim Long is a co-owner of Flicker Bar downtown. Although they've been open as a bar for most of the summer, she says they've struggled to meet basic overhead expenses. Without music to draw people in, they're making about 10% of the sales that they did about this time last year.
Most venues in town are completely shut down and haven't done any business, because it's not worth it for them to even be open as a bar if there's no music. I mean, music is how we make our money. Like, you bring a band in, people hang out, they stay longer, they bring their friends out. I mean, the live music experience is really something pretty unique and special. And, you know, having 6 months without it, really hurts.
Grants and loans made available to small businesses by the CARES Act don't do much to help businesses that are shut down completely or that have kept only a minimal staff. The Payroll Protection Program, as it was originally written in April, required 75% of the loan to go towards payroll in order for the loan to be forgiven, though that number was later adjusted to 60%. And many laid-off workers were just as happy to stay on unemployment benefits. Because of the generous unemployment package provided by the CARES Act through the end of July, about two-thirds of Americans receiving unemployment benefits were making more than they did at their previous job.
What am I going to take out a loan that maybe will be forgiven and pay people for 8 weeks and mess up all their unemployment benefits? And what am I going to make them do for that money? It just didn't make any sense for a venue at all.
A growing number of small business owners have joined a chorus to encourage action specific to small venues from the federal level. Nearly 2,000 club owners have joined NIVA, the National Independent Venue Association, which was created in the wake of the pandemic and has lobbied Congress for a federal grant program they're calling the Save Our Stages Act. It would provide money for venues based on the revenue loss between 2019 and 2020, and would allow venues to pay not just salaries, but overhead like rent, mortgage, utilities, taxes, and liquor licenses. Audrey Fix-Schaefer is their head of communications.
Right now, this moment is absolutely devastating because here again, Congress did not come to a deal. And if they don't come to an agreement on the overall COVID relief package, we can't have our bill considered. And every day that goes by, I get more emails about venues that have shut. So far, two today. I had two yesterday. And it is happening faster and faster now. And we can't wait.
The loss will not just be felt by business owners. Music lovers will miss shows, musicians will lose an income stream, and even surrounding local businesses like bars and restaurants that ticket holders visit before and after a show could take a hit.
These are the places where tomorrow's stars start. They get to hone their craft at their local neighborhood spot. You wouldn't have a Lady Gaga without the Bitter End in New York, or Bruce Springsteen without the Stone Pony in Asbury Park. These are all small little places that are the breeding ground for talent. Stars don't start in stadiums.
Visitors to SaveOurStages.com can get a template email to send to their representatives, asking them to co-sponsor the Save Our Stages Act. For Athens News Matters, I'm Jean Davis.